Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We're going to get to an NBA final preview here in just 1 second. We also got a mic'd up screen time conversation going on in my house right now that is just passionate.
Allie, we know who will win that argument.
Yeah, well, it's
or so. Debate.
I was going to say, joke might be on her when it comes down to this kind of thing, but we'll have that in just a minute about when's the right time, when's the wrong time, and how long it should last. But I got to bring up another passionate debate we were having yesterday, Bo. I think you'll be on my side of this.
Doubtful.
I was approached on this show yesterday about whether or not I'm a big, not big eater of ranch dressing, but whether or not I use ranch dressing. And I was told that because I utilize ranch dressing, that I am basic, that it is no better than ketchup in terms of the realm of sauces. I felt attacked. I felt, belittled. And I honestly thought that, just like you said a minute ago, I thought they were trying to poke the bear, man. I could not believe these two coming at me about ranch dressing.
We got to dig deep on this. We're a little bit deeper anyways.
Like, I think I need to clarify, like, though, that how? We did not call Mike basic. We called ranch dressing basic.
Okay. In return, okay. I was labeled basic.
Hold on. Well, do you have another clarification? Because I have some questions.
I was just going to say this. This is how I presented it to Mike, and this is how I presented it to you. Ketchup, mustard, ranch, the three most basic condiments / sauces that there are.
Again.
I'm sorry, most common?
No, those are the three most basic.
I don't understand what makes them basic. I mean, why do you think something's basic if it, like, what does ranch? How is ranch dressing more basic than blue cheese?
Because it's what you use to get kids to eat carrots. Like, you need an elevated palate to like blue cheese.
I have definitely approached my daughter and asked her if she wanted white dip.
Did you just say that if you like blue cheese, you have an elevated palate?
100%.
Wow.
I agree. I 1,000% agree with Allie, too.
Not only is that the most incorrect thing you ever said on your 5 weeks on this show, but it's also... Other than you making fun of the way I talk,
she's acting brand new.
Yeah, like
Dylan is too.
Like who you?
Yeah,
who you?
There's a bouginess going on. Like
everyone is allowed their opinion.
Well, I'm gonna tell you one thing. That's fine. You can have an opinion, but don't come at me like blue cheese makes you some freaking aristocrat. All right,
hang on. And I will. And we got to go to NBA. But let me just pivot away from Bougie Betty over here for 1 second. All right, and just ask you this. Would you include it in your top five sauces, period, along
ranch?
With the W? Yeah.
If you were
getting chicken fingers or whatever.
No, I don't know. Well, here's the deal. I'm different now. Like, ranch dressing is something I use with I'll have it on salads with certain types of meat, right? Like a steak salad or a salmon Caesar salad, I'll use ranch. If I'm going pork, I want on the salad. I want Thousand Island.
Well, you are different.
All right.
Oh,
that is interesting.
But
pork with Thousand Island dressing
on a salad.
Throw up in my mouth.
Oh no, dude. No, it tastes like a pork Big Mac, brother.
Who wants a pork Big Mac?
Nobody even asked for this.
Why wouldn't you? To me, I use W sauce, obviously, first and foremost, and Baron Burton's, like, basically their brand of sauce is always gonna be one. But then I like Zach sauce. I like Arby's sauce. I mean, you can go through some sauces that I like. Yum Yum sauce, really good.
Was there ranch dressing in the VIP suite last night?
Ooh, of course there was.
I'm sure there was, but like Come I on, was man. Eating salad.
Come on, man.
But yeah, there were wings in there, so there were. But I tell you what, I had a moment. Like I got a few vodka crayons in, and I went back up there, and they had like skirts.
Cookie bar.
They had skirt steak. And I grabbed
that's solid.
But they weren't whole pieces. They were just like, you know, like strips. Mm-hmm. I grabbed like seven strips.
Well, I bet there's going to be ranch involved in the suites at these NBA finals, guys, because that's one thing we do need to talk about. I know we got so far off topic. But yeah, the small market teams.
I'm disappointed
have arrived,
in you.
Have arrived. I know I was too.
Ooh, I'm really disappointed in you. Listen. I expect that out of the you judgment. Because you randomly think you're going to be like high class with all the duct tape all over
your
car.
He's leaving his youthhood. Now he's in bougie adulthood.
But you, I just expected more. I mean, look, I figured you didn't like.
I knew you'd be on my side.
I knew.
He didn't want to be on my side, but I knew he would.
I'm sure the vegan side of you didn't like the buttermilk ranch, but I mean, to just kill ranch altogether.
Well, yeah. Everyone goes through that phase where you put ranch on everything, pizza, like everything. And one day I was like, you know what? I've matured out of this.
It's not a phase.
I don't need it.
I'm going to let y'all know, I never went through the phase of putting ranch on pizza.
I did it like a couple. So the only time I ever put ranch on my pizza was at school in high school when they wouldn't give me the burnt piece and they wanted to give you like the regular piece. I like the burnt square piece of pizza because it made
it
better.
Can't trust his palate. He likes burnt food.
Well, it's not burnt. It's just extra crispy, really. I like extra crispy. Oh, don't come at me with my palate. You're vegan, okay? Your palate has nothing to do with this. All right? Your palate is disqualified because you refuse to eat all realms of food. I'm sorry. I don't mean to come at you as a vegan. I really do, but you attacked me.
You triggered him, Allie.
I did trigger him. I clearly
levitated
did.
Out of that chair, didn't
he? Let's let him breathe a little bit and talk about what's going down tonight. It is the NBA Finals, Thunders, Pacers. And I'm glad that John Halliburton will get to see his baby boy play. But keep an eye out on Tyrese and John because the Pacers are not the favorite. Thunder are 80-18 in the regular and postseason. They're the youngest team to make the NBA Finals in 48 years. It's at 8:30 tonight on ABC.
Who, Dylan? I'm curious. I want to throw it on you. Who is your X factor? And it can't be SGA or Halliburton. Like I mean, like a guy that is going to because in the finals are kind of notorious. Like I told you before the Western Conference Finals, Alex Caruso was a guy you need to pay attention because he was going to have a big and he didn't have a big series like in like, you know. He didn't win the MVP of the conference finals or anything, but he had a huge series for what he is, that team.
Here's one for you, Miles Turner. Mm. If Miles Turner can exploit the matchup, I think he'll be able to exploit against Chet Holmgren because Miles Turner and Chet Holmgren, they are similar players. They both can stretch the floor. They both can shoot the three. They both can do things on the perimeter. But Miles Turner, just with his sheer size alone, has a definite advantage down low. So if he can take advantage of what he's going to have against Chet Holmgren in the post and be able to maybe back him down a little bit, not spend so much time out on the perimeter. Again, I know that's part of his game. He can do that a little bit, but if he can back him down and just use his sheer size and strength that just honestly Chet Holmgren just doesn't have, I think that could be a big factor.
I did not think you were going to try to poke holes in OKC's defense. Like, I did not think that that's the route we were going to go. But here you are talking about Chet Holmgren being a mismatch.
I think that's the one spot in their defense that they can isolate.
I'm going to tell you something. They have done an outstanding job on Halliburton. Like they shut Halliburton down. Like he cannot score on them. They have it's Dort. I think is like he's the Halliburton stopper. I guess is what you're going to you know. And they better watch out. They better have eyes on John Halliburton to make sure he doesn't try to get Dort. You know,
come down for the Raptors like Sting. You know what I mean? Like get on the rope and rappel down.
And let me just point out one more thing about this whole theory I'm making with Miles Turner. when this game does slow down, because I do think OKC, even though they can play at a faster pace and be good at it, I don't think they're going to want to play into that because obviously Indiana wants to play fast. So I don't think they would play into the hands of Indiana. So I think OKC is going to try to slow this thing down. And when they do, Indiana, one way to maybe kind of remedy that is if they throw it down low to Miles Turner, maybe work the offense kind of inside out through him. And again, try to take that advantage, take advantage of that size advantage with Miles Turner.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I heard the argument the other day, Dylan, that this is going to be the worst OKC team for possibly the next 5 years. They're so young. They've got pieces to be able to make, you know, to make moves as far as the draft goes and things like that. This team's only going to get better, right?
Yeah, this team is absolutely built for the long haul. And look, I still very much like OKC because even if they do what I said and try to, you know, exploit Miles Turner or Indiana does, I think OKC is still going to figure it out because they have a very good young head coach, and they have a very good nucleus. And like you said, they only have assets to get better, and their core guys are only going to get better. Chet's only going to get it better. SGA is only going to get better. Jalen Williams only going to get better. So, I mean, this team is built for success now and the long run.
Real quick, would you guys ever support doing the NBA Finals at a neutral site like the Super Bowl? Like this question only pops up because it's small market teams, which I don't even care about. But I feel like that would take away so much from these games.
Yeah, no.
Well, I'm not sure what – it being well, what the small market team has to do with it not being having like home court or you know having teams playing their own building. To me, the problem is the TV viewership. But no, that's like football has its thing, and everything else has it. I love watching games in environments, and I think it can add to, it adds to it to me. I mean,
I agree.
That's a communist idea. Right.
Plus,
there.
Would the whole series be like?
Yeah.
Well, it has
neutral
to be.
Site?
It would have to be.
That,
I mean,
that's weird to me.
Unless you just, I mean, because you don't know how many games it's going to go. So,
right. Yeah.
That's
strange.
That's a bad idea.
And today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta location. All right. It's an age old question, and it's been around, I don't know, just a few years. Okay, this conversation about screen time for children. Now, I am a big fan of not letting my kids have personal devices. My son does have an iPad. I have my own iPad that, you know, if in a pinch I needed to, I could let my daughter watch.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And he is almost five. She is three. We are going on a road trip this weekend. That's about a 5.5 hour drive. Now, one of the conversations my wife and I have all the time during these drives is, only in a severe emergency does she want the kids to have an iPad. Now, she does have the flip-down screen in the back where they can watch a movie, but she doesn't want them to be able to scroll through videos, even on YouTube Kids, and be able to watch whatever they want to and just be locked into a tablet, not engaging with the rest of us in the car at any given time. Me, on the other hand, I'm like, dude, these kids get to a point where we have to stop every hour and a half for 2 hours. I just want to get in the car with a cup of coffee and roll. And let's take it as long as we can without them. And then when it becomes necessary that they're losing their mind and they're squirming in their chairs, hand them the iPad. You know what I mean? See if you can get their attention to not be on the road trip for just an hour, hour and a half, or whatever it may be. My wife, 30 minutes at a time. I don't want them to be locked in. Now, obviously, I'm at a different point in life than the rest of you guys, but I want you to project. I want you to judge me, all right? Would you be the kind of parent, or will you be the kind of parent, that doesn't mind having an iPad in your kids' hands when you're on a road trip?
Listen, my sister has 4 kids, so I've seen this in action.
Oh, dear God.
It's survival mode.
Yes, it is.
You do what you need to do. Your wife is a saint if she can do that and only let them watch have the iPad for 30 minutes. But absolutely, I think you're in the right to give them the iPad when you are driving 5.5 hours with little ones in the car.
Anything
like I said,
that helps.
Well, survival mode.
Anything that helps.
Pretty basic answer there from from Allie.
Bougie Betty over there.
But I'm with Lindsay on this. I think she's a good parent, and she's very active, and she doesn't want to be a lazy parent. And you know what?
It's hard to call me a lazy parent while I'm driving on a 6-hour
wow.
road trip. Yeah,
I mean, you can't even you can't interact with your own children while you're driving. I mean, I talk to Porkchop when we're driving.
Does she talk to you back?
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, she gives me a.
She's not going. No, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Well, right. I don't think his kids are doing that. I mean, I.
My daughter gets an hour in the car seat and goes, "My booty hurts. My booty hurts." And I'm like, "There's nothing I can do for you. You're just gonna have to do a little stretch, you know, in your car seat.
Yes,
shake your legs a little bit.
try to put the lean on there, like do the cheek lean.
It's like when I was a strength coach: right over left over right, rotate.
In all seriousness, I can't blame either one of you. I think she's trying to keep them from becoming just zombies to a screen.
Yeah.
And I think you're just trying to keep from
having to pull over at every QT.
I just think you're trying to keep from losing your mind.
Yeah.
I mean,
no doubt. Joke's going to be on my wife when I slide the AirPods in and start, you know, listening to Sports Radio 99 The Game.
I think that's it. You're allowed to put AirPods in while you're driving?
You can sneak it. I wouldn't say aloud. You know what I mean? Throw that one in the left ear. She can't see that side. She's like, do you hear me? I'm like, what? Anyways, we got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to do the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Here's what I want to hear from. All right, what is the best sauce? What is the best sauce to put on your food? If it's not W sauce, which I know that we've already got some voters for the W sauce, is ranch basic? Do you like good Zach sauce? Is Chick-fil-A sauce one of the other ones out there? And we know that W sauce is always at the top of the list. Also, if you were a GM for any Atlanta sports team, what's the move you would make today? What's the move you would make 2 days? If Kirk Cousins going somewhere else, you want to make Ozuna available, do you try to dangle Trey Young out there? All right.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.